Welcome back to our pregame show, Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, your team comes away with a 2-0 win yesterday, outshot them 45-6. What was your team doing so well yesterday?
Good puck pressure. Possessed the puck really well, for sure. Obviously, to have that kind of differential meant we had the puck quite a bit. And I thought we did a great job in the offensive zone of not rushing things. I mean, we knew that they tend to kind of pack it in terms of they'd shrink their defense. All five players kind of get around the goalie. So we knew if we were patient, we moved the puck around, try to create some shots. They still had 21 blocks, so certainly credit them for that. And I, just on the other end, again, puck pressure was key there. I thought we were coming back hard. We weren't giving them time and space. Our D did a great job of gapping up, forcing turnovers, and then away we'd go again.
Your team broke a 19-year record for shots against with only allowing 6. Those records are things that none of us think about, but what does that mean to this program?
You know, it's just one of those things. You know, it's, again, credit the players on the ice for working hard and doing their jobs. And again, I just go back to what we talked about earlier, just having the puck quite a bit more. And then when they did have the puck, we did a good job of getting it off their stick.
Your team outshot them 9-0 in the first. I know I asked Kiki Radke this. I said, did your goaltender, Lauren Bench, say anything to you about being kind of cold back there? And I guess from your perspective as a goalie, too, how hard is it to stay focused when you're not getting that many shots on net?
Well, I don't think it's so hard to stay focused. I mean, you know, I think Lauren does a great job of getting out and handling the puck. She talks a lot. And those are the things that are going to keep you in the game. And that just comes with, from her experience playing, she realizes that. And I think any goalie would tell you they'd like to have action. You know, you want to see pucks, you want to make saves. But when it's a game like last night, it's really important that you're involved in other ways. And if you saw, she was getting out handling the puck, making plays. And again, she talks all the time, so all those things all really help keep her in the game.
Is there anything better your team can do here today in game 2?
Well, finish, 45 shots, just 2 goals. I mean, that's, I think to a player, they all agree that there's opportunities that we missed, chances that we missed. And, they'll be better today. We can't, the focus has to be on us doing our job, playing our game. And that was one of the things we talked about this morning in our meeting is let's finish. Let's work hard, get those chances, but let's try to be a little more tenacious around the net.
What have you noticed that is the biggest difference between ECAC hockey and WCHA hockey?
The talent level that the WCHA, every team has, is pretty significant. You see great players no matter who you're playing. The pace of the game is probably up a little bit. And then, one of the biggest differences is officiating. It's, last night I think there was 9 or 10 penalties called. You wouldn't think that in a game like last night, but that's just the way it's always been. But we know that. We talk about it. We talk about trying to stay disciplined. Paige Beebe gets a penalty for being bigger and stronger than her opponent. Even Abby's penalty, Deli's watched that. The girl was already falling down, and he called a penalty. So it's, again, you got to deal with it. You got to kill those penalties when they come, and that's probably the biggest thing. But again, I go back to what we talked about before, Kelly. It's got to be all about us. We're not focused on our opponent. We just got to go out and play our game.
Kerrigan Dowie's going to get a chance to play today. What do you expect to see out of her?
Hopefully a good, solid game. She was outstanding her last time out at Minnesota and has obviously been working really hard and has earned an opportunity.
What's it going to take to win this one today?
Well, I think the biggest thing is our focus was we can't just think we can show up and win the game tonight. We got to come out, be focused, be prepared. I think a big start will be really important. I think you probably noticed that they only had 3 forward lines, and whether if that's the same thing today, this is another game in less than 24 hours. So we can have an advantage in terms of just conditioning and having more players if we're playing the game fast and hard, and that's going to be a real key.
Quick turnaround. How do you keep your team focused on the game and not worried about getting on a plane?
Well, I leave that up to our senior leadership group, and they've done a great job, and I have no doubt that they'll be focused on the game at hand, and we'll leave all that other stuff for Amber to worry about.
Coach, good luck today. We won't talk to you in the post game because we'll be packing up, but go get another W.
Thanks, Kelly.